This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. A decrease in the percent of Missourians who are unemployed has led to the cancellation of the Extended Benefits Unemployment Program. Missouri's unemployment rate is 7.4%, about 2% lower than 2009. Missouri's lower rate no longer meets the federal percentage requirement to continue the program. The Missouri Department of Labor says this will affect 9,000 of the 112,000 Missourians on unemployment. Major Kendall Matthews of the Central Missouri Salvation Army expects an increase in the amount of people in need in mid-Missouri.
If people lose that resource and they had a hard time finding employment, then they're going to need basic needs. And so we see the potential for our numbers increasing because these benefits have been canceled.
The extended benefits program officially ended on April 7th, and those relying on the program are not able to receive further payments regardless of their claim balances. The University of Missouri has a new dean of its law school after a search that began last summer. KBIA's Mariel Seidman-Gatti has more on the process leading up to the appointment.
Gary Myers comes to MU from the University of Mississippi School of Law. He brings 23 years of experience in the law school environment to the job.
It is very exciting for me. I've been working as an associate dean for a few years, which is, I guess it's like being vice president. It's not the same as being president.
As one of five finalists, Myers took part in a three-day interview process. Current law school dean Larry Desham did not take part in the search for his successor, but he did meet with each of the finalists and says he is confident in Myers' ability.
We talk about judges having a judicial temperament. I think he has a good temperament for a dean. Deans have to balance a lot of constituencies, a lot of demands, a lot of interest. I think he'll be very good about that.
Desham will remain a full-time faculty member at MU when Myers officially takes over as dean in August. Mariel Seidman-Gatti, KBIA News.
Missouri U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill began the week traveling the state, touting remedies for high gasoline prices and changes to the tax code. Dan Vierbeck reports from Kansas City that the senator made no promises for quick solutions, and gasoline was her lead topic.
Talking over the sound of traffic rumbling down Main Street, Kansas City, the Missouri Democrat seeking re-election stood in front of a Shell gas station to attack corporate oil profits. She talked of a call for an investigation into refining capacity.
Why are we refining less gasoline today than we have in the past? We have also asked for the president to release some fuel from the strategic reserve in order to jolt speculators who are also contributing to the price increase.
And McCaskill was saying President Obama was wrong by opposing the Keystone Pipeline. The senator allowed as how the Keystone presents no short-term solution to gasoline prices, but says the country needs the jobs it would provide. Critics were emailing counters well before the senator met reporters, although not about gas prices or tax code changes, proving ferocity of this year's political climate. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Verbeck.
University of Missouri professors from four different academic fields hosted a public discussion on Monday about the February shooting of Florida teenager Trayvon Martin. It was part of the MU Difficult Dialogues program, which the discussion moderator says is meant to encourage people to talk about sensitive issues before their views become entrenched. Professors of law, journalism, and psychological sciences each talked about how the shooting and its aftermath related to their field. They then opened the floor for questions. MU junior Stacey Ike says she went to the event to learn more about the legal side of the incident.
I am a journalism student, so I've already heard the journalism part of it, so I wanted to get the other side of it as well.
There's another chance tonight for the public to talk about the Trayvon Martin case. Beyond Trayvon starts at 7 at MU's Gaines Oldham Black Culture Center, and we'll discuss other incidents as well. Jefferson City is holding a competition asking people to create mobile phone apps that would benefit the Jefferson City community. KBIA's Samantha Sunny explains how the city hopes the competition will attract young, tech-savvy people to its workforce.
Jefferson City is offering a cash prize for the best mobile phone application for living, working, or visiting the city. City Administrator Nathan Nicholas says he plans to repeat the competition in coming years.
The idea is to get people who are, you know, tech-savvy more engaged and get the city of Jefferson more engaged in the whole smartphone arena.
Nicholas says he thinks mobile apps are the future for economic development.
Jefferson City has been a one-company town. The state government is obviously our largest employer, and we really want to diversify our workforce and grow our community.
Chamber of Commerce President Randy Allen says the chamber supports the city's effort. The chamber tried to budget for an app as part of a sales tax that voters did not approve in February.
We just felt like it was important that Jefferson City get on the map with regard to, you know, those kinds of applications.
Contestants can enter their apps in the competition on the city's website until September 28th. The grand prize is $1,500. Samantha Sunny, KBIA News.
State health officials say five people from central Missouri, including two toddlers, have contracted E. coli since late March. The state health department said Monday it had not determined the source of the bacteria, but a Boone County health spokeswoman says three of the patients, including a two-year-old, reported drinking raw dairy products. The department says the two-year-old was hospitalized and a 17-month-old developed life-threatening complications after affecting the kidneys. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports health officials said the other cases are in Cooper and Howard counties, and it's not known if raw milk is connected to those cases. Health officials also say more cases of E. coli are suspected and might be confirmed after further testing. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.